Hey, Riley.
Yeah?
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What else?
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavor. Zest and sparkle, millions favor. Taste that smoother, smoother flavor. Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. What'll you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon. Internationally famous Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere, proudly presents The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. Women are tolerant creatures, always ready to overlook weaknesses in their menfolk. Can a wife forgive her husband for forgetting her birthday? Of course she can. But what wife can forgive a husband who not only forgets her birthday, but remembers another woman's birthday which happens to fall on the same day? Well, of course, not one husband in a million would ever be dumb enough to do a thing like that. And now let's drop in at the home of one in a million, Riley.
Oh, Babsy, darling, you shouldn't have.
Oh, don't be silly, Mother. Happy birthday.
Oh, it's just what I wanted, dear. My old blouse is a wreck.
Junior got you something, too.
Oh, the darling.
I hope Daddy remembers this year.
Fat chance of that. Oh, but I don't mind. I've given up hope long ago.
Oh, it's not fair, Mother. He never remembers your birthday, but you always remember his.
Well, I can't help it. He keeps reminding me.
Well, maybe he'll remember you this year.
I stopped believing in miracles long ago. Oh, there he is.
Oh, hi, Dublin. Hi, Babsy.
Oh, hello, dear.
Hi, Daddy. What's in that package?
No, hey, wait a minute. That's not for you, Babs. Now, don't spoil the wrapping. I had it done up special.
Oh, Mother, he did remember after all.
Well, sure, I remembered. I don't forget birthdays. At least not this person's birthday. Not after all she'd done for me.
Oh, you're sweet.
So on her birthday, the least I can do is show my appreciation with a gift. Of course, it's just a little thing.
Well, it's not the gift, dear. It's the thought that counts. As long as you remember, that's all she cares about.
Yeah, well, I wish it could have been something real expensive, because I'll never forget what she'd done for me. Why, when you were away in San Francisco and I got that virus, she came over with a hot water bottle. She cooked me chicken soup. She was here till midnight taking care of me. So when I remembered that it was her birthday, I... Oh, what's the matter? Something wrong? I said something?
No. No. Go on, dear. Tell us what else she did for you.
Well, I can't begin to tell you everything. That time you went to visit your cousin in Pomona, Luella phoned me. I still got a feeling there's something wrong.
Chester Riley.
Now I know it.
You remembered that woman's birthday.
Daddy, you got a present for Luella Lounsbury?
Yeah. Well, Peg, what are you acting like a jealous wife for? She's just a friend, our neighbor, and I remembered her birthday. So what? You know me. I always remember birthdays.
You do?
Yeah.
When is my birthday?
Your birthday? Well, it's on... Now, don't tell me. It's right on the tip of February 2nd.
That's Groundhog Day. My birthday is June 2nd.
Yeah, that's right. I always get the two mixed up.
It's also the same day as Miss Lounsbury's. You think of her, but not of me, your own wife.
Now, Peg, what do you take me for? You don't think I'd forget your birthday? Any husband who'd forget the little wife's birthday is just a...
You certainly are.
Well, I just pretended to forget. I was kidding all the time.
You were kidding.
Well, sure I was kidding. I wouldn't kid you.
Then what did you buy me, dear?
Well, I didn't want to get you the usual thing. I thought, being it's your 40th birthday... That...
My what? I happen to be 36.
Yeah, you... 36 birthdays? We sort of make a special occasion, and instead of a present, I take you to dinner and a show. Not a movie, a real stage show downtown. Yeah, that's it. I ordered the tickets for Saturday night.
Mm, you did, huh?
Sure.
What's the name of the show?
The name? It's
If you ordered the tickets, you must know the name of the show.
Well, I remember. It's a...
Put down that newspaper.
But it's the ballet. You always wanted to see a ballet. Well, at last I'm taking it.
Chester Riley, I don't believe a word you're telling me.
Neither do I. Don't be mad, Peg. The day isn't over yet. I would have remembered. I had a lot of things on my mind today. You know, picking out a present for... I mean... Don't be mad. Give me another chance, huh?
Now, you get those tickets for the ballet, and we'll see.
Oh, don't you worry. I'll get those tickets first thing tomorrow. And in the meantime, happy birthday. Hello, Peg, honey. Yeah, I just phoned to tell you. Well, sure, I'm sure. I got the tickets right here in my hand. Well, I'm in the phone booth around the corner from the theater. Yep, coming right home. Happy birthday again, honey.
Well, hello there, Chester.
Oh, Luella. How are you?
Oh, Chester, honey, I'm sorry I wasn't home when you delivered my present so I could thank you in person.
Oh,
it was so sweet of you to remember my birthday. And I just adore those gorgeous hankies. Oh, you sweet thing, I could kiss you.
No, you mustn't. You'll just have to do without.
Silly, I was just teasing y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got a very jealous fiancé.
Yeah.
Who is this Riley man, he said, sending you gifts? What's he to you?
What, you mean he's jealous? He's really jealous of me?
Yes! Oh, imagine a tired old hound dog like you.
It is?
Oh, dear. It's almost 6 o'clock. If I'm going to get home in time for dinner, I'd better hurry.
Oh, yeah, me too. Come on.
Yes.
What are you doing downtown, Luella?
Oh, Chester, I've had the most disappointing afternoon.
No.
I came all the way down here to get 2 tickets for the ballet. Oh, I'm just crazy about the ballet. And when I got here, I found they're all sold out for Saturday night. Oh, I'm so mad I could just scream.
Oh, yeah, well, I was lucky. I must have got the last 2.
You got 2 tickets?
Well, yes. 5th row center.
For Saturday night?
Yeah.
Oh, you lucky thing, you. I'll just die if I don't see that ballet tomorrow night. It's Le Coq d'Or.
Yeah, well, personally, I can live without the ballet. What's there to it? A lot of women with muscles who look like men? And the men look like women? I'd just as soon sit home and listen to the radio commercials where they sell television sets.
Chester, if you feel that way, I wonder if I could ask you a big favor.
Well, go right ahead.
Well, I... No, I couldn't.
Now, don't be silly, Luella. If you can't ask me a favor, who can? We're neighbors. You've done me plenty of favors. Like last week when I had that sick geranium, you lent me a cup of fertilizer.
Oh, no, it's not fair.
Now, listen, Luella, anytime you want a favor of me, all you have to do is ask and you get it.
Oh, well, now, Chester, I know you wouldn't refuse, but you'd be afraid of what your wife might say.
My wife? Why, listen, Luella, anytime I want to do a favor for a friend, I don't have to ask my wife.
You know? Even if you sold me those 2 tickets?
If I wanted to sell them, I would. I'd just reach into my pocket like this without even stopping to think, and I'd say, here you are, Luella.
Oh, thank you, Chester. Here's $6.
No, Luella, wait.
Oh,
don't...
there's my boss. See you later.
Luella, come... What a revolting development this is.
Oh, is that you, Ronnie, dear?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, come on into the kitchen.
I'm coming.
Well, supper's ready. Just as soon as I slice this bread. What row did you get, dear?
Row?
Yeah, the tickets.
Tickets?
Well, you got them, didn't you? The ballet?
Sure. I got the best seats. 5th row. I was lucky.
5th row. Oh, that's wonderful. Let me see him.
I knew she'd ask that.
Oh, I'd just like to see him.
What's the matter? Don't you trust me? You don't believe I bought them?
Oh, I believe you, darling. You know better than to show up here tonight without tickets.
Sure. Who wants to commit suicide?
Ha, 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 What's the matter? Is there something wrong?
No, no, it's nothing. Well, okay, I'll tell you.
But what is it?
First, put down a bread knife.
Riley, you didn't get the tickets.
No, no, I got them, honest. I bought them, believe me.
Well, then what's wrong?
Well, like I say, I bought them.
Yeah?
And I gave them away.
What?
Well, I couldn't help it, Peg. There was a sellout, and when I got out of the phone booth, there she was. And I just showed them to her, and the next thing I knew, she grabbed them out of my hand and handed me $6 and jumped on a bus. You know how Luella is.
Are you telling me that you sold the tickets to that creature, and you can't get others?
Yeah.
Oh.
I finally drove her nuts. I'm glad to see you got a sense of humor about it.
Oh, you and your practical jokes.
Oh, you don't believe me, huh?
Oh, of course not. I know when you're kidding. Why, after what happened yesterday, even you wouldn't be dumb enough to come home and tell me a thing like that. Even if it was true. And me with this bread knife in my hand. Let me see those tickets. It's true. It's really true.
Yes, would I lie to you, honey?
Chester Riley. I'll never forgive you for this as long as I live.
Now, Peg, take it easy.
I'll remember what you did today to my dying day.
We're still young. There'll be other ballets.
How could you treat me like this? What happened yesterday was bad enough. And now you deliberately give her those tickets when you know how I wanted to see that ballet.
No, 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 don't cry, Peg. Please, don't cry.
Oh, leave me alone.
No, no, you'll see that ballet. I'll get you tickets.
You know they're sold out.
Yeah, well, I'll go to a speculator. I'll get scalped. I don't care what it costs me. I'll get even better seats, so please don't cry. I can't stand to see a woman cry. But you didn't have to come all the way downtown with me this morning. I can get the tickets myself.
Never mind. I'm not taking any chances this time.
What's the matter? Don't you trust me?
Should I?
Well, no. I was just asking. Oh, there's the ticket agency. Hurry up, Peg. There's a lineup already. Come on, let's get in line. Hurry. Oh, excuse me, sir. I was here before you. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's quite all right. If you want to get ahead of me, son, go right ahead.
Well, first come, first served. Yeah.
Chester Riley, what's the matter with you? How could you treat that old man like that?
What did I do?
You know he got here ahead of us.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. You deliberately shoved him aside. I've never seen anything so rude and impolite in all my life. I don't expect you to be polite to me anymore. I'm just your wife.
That's true.
But at least you... The least you can do is to act like a gentleman towards older people.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me, Grandpa. You were really ahead of me. You take my place. Go ahead.
Oh, no, no. That's quite all right, son.
No, no, no. After you, I insist.
Thank you very much, you ill-mannered young jerk.
You're welcome, Pop. Okay, Peg?
Next time, don't wait for me to tell you how to act.
It won't happen again, Peg, I promise. Hey, the line's moving up. We won't have long to wait. Just a few ahead of us now.
Oh, there you two.
Oh, Luella.
Oh, Peg, darling, are you down here for tickets, too? I didn't know you cared about the ballet.
I happen to be crazy about the ballet.
Oh, if I'd only known yesterday, I'd never have let Chester force those tickets on me.
Huh?
Chester, you're a naughty boy. I feel so guilty, I ought to give them back to you.
Well, why don't you, dear?
If I had them, only my fiancé's in-laws came into town unexpectedly, and we promised to take him to see the ballet tonight, so I really need two more tickets. That's why I rushed down here this morning. Oh, dear, there's such a long line.
Well, you'd better get to the end of the line, Luella, like everybody else did.
Peg, don't be so rude.
I should have come earlier. I've got an appointment to meet Gordon, and I'm late now.
Well, the sooner you get to the end of the line, Luella, the sooner you'll get your ticket.
Oh, but it's such a long line. Oh, Gordon will be furious.
It's moving pretty fast, and we got here it was pretty long, too. But look, there's only one ahead of me now.
Why don't you go to the end of the line, Luella?
Oh, dear, I just don't know what to do.
Yes, sir, how many?
Oh, dear, I feel so helpless.
Go ahead, Riley.
Oh, you bet. After you, Luella.
Oh, thank you. Two for Saturday night.
That's the third row center, $6.
Here you are, thank you.
Huh. And I'd like to...
I'm sorry, we're all sold out. The lady got the last two seats.
Chester Riley!
Well, I've got to run now.
So do I.
In just a moment, you'll hear the second act of The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. But first, our master of the trombone, Jimmy Skiles, has agreed to lend a hand here with the three-way experts test. Are you all ready with that bottle of Pabst Blue Ribbon, Jimmy?
You bet, Harry. All set and raring to go.
Oh, well, stop raring and start pouring, my friend. Right in the glass there.
Okay, here goes.
Oh, what a sound, huh? You folks at home getting thirsty? Well, come on, make the test with us. Now, test number one. Jimmy, take a good look at that Pabst Blue Ribbon. Hold it up to the light there. And notice how bright, how sparkling clear that is. And get a load of that fine, textured, creamy head.
Looks like it wants me to drink it, Harry.
Yeah, we'll come to that, Ned. Now, test number two. You sniff it. Get a real good whiff of that fragrant blue ribbon blend.
Yeah. Harry, you're really tempting me.
That's the way it affects everybody, Jimmy. But right now, you're the lucky one. You get to taste it. That's test number three. Go ahead. Taste that smoother Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Ah! Just between us, Harry, that's the best tasting beer I ever drank.
Finest beer served anywhere. Now, next time you're asked, what'll you have, what's your answer going to be?
Pabst Blue Ribbon, Harry. Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
And now back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley with Paula Winslow and John Brown. Not only has Riley been unable to get back into Peg's good graces, he can't even get back into the house.
Peg, open this door. Peg, do you hear me? It's 11 o'clock and I'm cold. Let me in. Now, Peg, don't be like that. Where will I sleep?
As far as I'm concerned, you can sleep in the park.
Without my electric blanket? I'll get pneumonia. Now, Peg, let me in, please. What'll the neighbors think?
I don't care what they think.
Peg!
Daddy, what are you doing?
Oh, Babsy, have you got a key?
Well, yes, what's wrong?
Your mother locked me out.
Why?
I really don't know.
Mother wouldn't do a thing like that without a reason. Why did she do it, Daddy?
For no good reason. Open the door, honey.
But I thought you made up with her over the ballet tickets. Didn't you go down to the ticket agency this morning?
Yeah, sure, but I was a gentleman, and I gave my place in line to Luella, and she got the last two tickets. Let's go in.
Well, if that's the reason she locked you out, you deserve it.
Babs, open that door. Peg, let me in.
Oh, all right. Come on in before you wake up the whole neighborhood.
Peg, why do you hate me?
Why? Why? You asked me why?
Well, I just did what you told me. You said I should be a gentleman. I only let Luella get in front of me because you said, go ahead, Riley.
I wanted you to go ahead and get your tickets.
Well, I didn't know. I thought... All right, I was wrong for once. Forgive me, Peg.
Forgive you? You get me in to see that ballet, and then maybe in a couple of years I'll forgive you.
Yeah, but they're sold out. I tried everywhere. I can't get two tickets. Must it be the ballet? There's all kinds of dancing. I'll tell you what. I'll take you to see Lily St. Cyr, huh?
Oh!
Well, what did I say? Peg, wait! Don't... Peg, open this door! Peg, open up! That bedroom is as much mine as it is yours.
What's the matter with you today, Rennie?
Oh, nothing, Gillis.
Trouble at home? I bet that's what it is. Trouble with the spouse frau.
Oh. No, it's nothing.
Come on, you can tell me about it.
Well, you know what happened in my house last night?
How should I know? I didn't step out of the house. Am I the kind of a guy who sits at home with a pair of binoculars, spying through my neighbor's Venetian blinds?
No.
So what happened?
Well, forget it.
Okay. How do you like sleeping on the couch?
Terrible. Gillis, you saw.
It was better than television. Hey, what brought it on to the domestic disaster?
I don't want to discuss it.
Okay, suit yourself. What a schnook you was giving them seats to the Luella. Twice yet.
Gillis, just get me a couple of tickets for the ballet.
Impossible. Besides, Peg wouldn't go with you now.
Oh, sure she will. That's the only way I can square myself with her. I tried all over town, but they're sold out. She's just crazy about the ballet.
Yeah, Peg is the intellectual type. You always have trouble with that kind. Not my wife, Honeybee, knock wood. Even Hopalong Cassidy is too deep for her.
I would only get her in to see that ballet tonight, but...
Yeah, but if they're sold out... Holy smoke, why didn't I think of it before?
What?
Maybe it ain't too late.
What, I can get into the ballet?
I think so. You see... Nah, I don't think Peg would go for it.
Well, tell me anyway. Please, Gillis, huh? Please.
Well, you know my nephew, Marvin? Yeah. He sees all the ballets and operas free of charge from the best location in the theater. Right on the stage.
On the stage? How?
He carries a spear. You know, he's an extra in the crowd scenes. He gets $2 a performance and sees the whole show free, gratis, for nothing.
Well, could he get me and Peg in as extras just for tonight?
Why, sure. He's in charge of hiring all the college boys. You think Peg will go for this?
Well, sure, she's stage struck. Besides, I'm desperate.
Well, let's go down to the theater. Marvin's there now.
Yeah. Come on, there ain't much time.
Okay.
Oh, Gillis, you're saving my marriage. And someday I hope I can do the same for you.
Please, don't do me no favors.
But I gotta talk to her.
Well, Mother doesn't want to talk to you, Dad.
Tell her it's important.
It's no use, Daddy. Goodbye.
No, wait, don't hang up. Tell her I can get her in to see the ballet.
You can't?
Yes.
You mean that, Daddy?
Well, sure, I'm down at the theater now, but there ain't much time. Put her on. Hurry up.
Oh, just a minute. Riley, if this is another one of your jokes,
It's no joke. We're gonna see the ballet tonight.
Where are we gonna sit? In Luella's lap?
Grab a cab and get down here right away.
Where did you get seats?
I'm getting in through connections. But you got to get right down to the theater.
Well, it's still early.
I know, but there's no time. I'll explain when you get here. Now, believe me, tonight you're going to see that ballet.
Oh, all right. I'm a fool to do it, but I'll give you one more chance. And remember, this is your last chance.
Peg, here I am over here.
Peg! Oh, my, what a crowd.
What took you so long? Come on, in this way.
Well, I couldn't get a cab.
What are you all dressed up for with an evening gown? Where'd you get that fur coat?
Well, I borrowed it from Mrs. Morris. Why shouldn't I get dressed up? Well, that's part of the fun of going to the theater.
Yeah, well, all right, never mind. Come on.
Well, look at you. Well, you're wearing a sweatshirt. You can't go into the theater like that.
Don't worry, I'll get dressed backstage.
Backstage?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Aren't we going in through the front?
No. I gotta see the guy who's getting us in. Come on this way.
Oh, dear. I hope you know what you're doing.
Don't worry. Right in here.
Okay, take that flat over there.
Marvin. Hey, Marvin. She's here.
Well, it's about time. Hello, Mrs. Riley. Well, all right. Line up with the others. Get your costumes and positions for Mr. Vyshinsky. Do exactly what he says. Oh, Mr. Vyshinsky, we're ready for you.
Coming soon.
Riley, what did he mean, costumes and positions?
Peg, I think the time has come to take you in my confidence. we're going to be extras.
What?
Yeah, we put on a costume and we'll be right on stage.
Is this how you take me to the ballet?
Yeah, but Peg, it'll be fun. You always said you'd like to be on the stage and you'll see everything perfect. It's better than a front row seat.
Well, you know, it might be fun at that.
Ah, atta girl.
It's really exciting being backstage.
Ah, you're a trooper, Peg. You've got grease paint in your veins.
What are we going to be?
I don't know yet. Oh, here comes the guy.
All right, please, everybody. Please, attention, please. Get your costumes from wardrobe, and then I, Vyshinsky, will give you instructions for positions. Hurry up it.
Where do we get the spears?
Spears? What spears? There's no spears in ballet. This ballet, Le Coq d'Or.
Cock-eyed door.
It's carnival scene. Here, you four, you be clowns. You be Harlequin. You be Columbine. You six peasants. You soldiers. Is how many left?
Well, me and my wife. It's just the two of us.
You together?
Yeah, we're together.
At the moment.
Is good. I got something special.
Oh, boy.
Here, lady, put on this. Gentleman, put on this.
This?
Hurry up it!
Well, Peg, let's put it on.
You expect me to put on a thing like this?
Now, Peg, if you want to see the ballet...
How can I see the ballet wearing a horse's head?
Well, what are you squawking about? Look at the part I gotta wear.
The Rileys will be back in just a moment. You don't become world famous unless you deserve it. Year after year, more Pabst Blue Ribbon is enjoyed in more countries throughout the world than any other American beer. You don't become world famous unless you deserve it. And that's a fact, folks. Pabst Blue Ribbon is the number one international favorite. The beer with the flavor the whole world knows. Why, even down in Argentina, you'll hear, when they tango in Argentina, in cafe, nightclub, or arena, you'll hear those thirsty gauchos cheer when offered Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavor. Zest and sparkle, millions favor. Taste that smoother, smoother flavor. Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. What'll you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon.
All right, everybody. Over to your finishing places. Remember, first comes clowns, then soldiers, then horse. Hurry up it.
Peg, where are you?
Where do you think I am? Right in front of you.
It's so dark in this here, horse. Peg, don't be mad at me, please. I didn't know. Oh, no, don't cry, Peg.
I'm not crying. I'm laughing.
You're not mad.
Oh, how can I be? This whole thing's so ridiculous. You and me and this horse.
And you forgive me, Peg?
Oh, I guess so.
Oh, Peggy, you're so sweet.
On stage, everybody.
Oh, happy birthday. And giddy up.
Say, Riley, if you'll come out from behind that horse a minute, I've got something to show you.
Yeah, well, here I am, Harry. What did you have?
Well, now, Riley, I want you to listen to this, because I'm going to tell the folks about something new. Something dealers everywhere will soon be featuring. The newest member of the Pabst Blue Ribbon family, the Host Pack. The Host Pack is a swell little carry-home carton, almost as neat as a package as Miss Luella Lounsbury.
Oh, shh. Peg's listening.
Yeah, well, inside the new Host Pack are six bottles of Pabst Blue Ribbon. And not ordinary bottles either, but the new one-way bottles.
One-way bottles?
Right, Riley, the kind you don't have to lug back to the store. You know, there's no deposit to pay, no empties to return. Wonderful. Remember, folks, your dealer will soon have those new Pabst Blue Ribbon one-way bottles, so watch for them. The one-way bottle comes in both the Host Pack and cases of 12 and 24. Pabst Blue Ribbon invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. The script is by Reuben Shipp and Alan Lipscott. Music by Lou Kosloff. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Gillis is John Brown. Babs is Barbara Eiler. Luella is Shirley Mitchell. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker. The Life of Riley is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and sent your way with the best wishes of Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast. This is Harry Von Zell, hoping that you enjoyed our show tonight and will be with us next week. Bye.
Bill Stern reports on sports next over most NBC stations.